Hey, what's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League. Welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is Break It. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion. Are you stuck in a place where you feel like you're hitting your head on a ceiling? Like you're trying to get to the next level. You're trying to perform in a way that gets you, maybe that's more income. Maybe that's more vacations. I don't know what it is for you, but maybe you're stuck in your business or life where you feel like you're hitting your head on a glass ceiling. And you're wondering, like, how the heck do I break past this? And it's amazing to me how long people will sit there. They'll just sit there, pushing harder, and they'll grind themselves into burnout, and yet they can't seem to break that glass ceiling. What is that? I mean, you're trying everything, right? You're trying all these different things. You're working your tail off. You work harder, and for some reason, you just can't break through the ceiling. That comes down to this. The performance and the results, the production that you have in your business or life, the profits, the outcomes that you have are based on the model that you have built. The outcomes you have in your life right now are the product. They're the product, the production, the product of all the results that you're getting right now are the result of the model that you have built. Your relationship is a production of the model that you've built in that relationship. The model being the procedures, the systems, the structure, right? The accountability, the rules, the unwritten rules, all that stuff. In your business is producing exactly what it should based on the model that you have built. And so if you want to break through to the next level, if you want to get better results, what do you got to do? Because here's what I want you to know. I don't care how hard you work that model. If you have a business that produces $1 million a year, I don't care how hard you work that model, you're going to produce $1 million a year. Now, don't quote me on that. You might produce 900,000, you might produce 1.1 million, but you're going to be right in that realm. And the work applied is not going to equal, right? You're going to work 10 times harder, but you're only going to make 5% more. It won't even out because a model is going to produce what the model produces. In order for you to break that glass ceiling over your head, maybe it's in your relationship, maybe it's in your health, right? Maybe you're trying to transform your body, maybe it's in your business. In order for you to break that glass ceiling, you have got to break the current model that you have right now and rebuild it. And when I say that, that can sound a little scary, right? But I invite you to look at it as an exciting adventure. It's like, oh my gosh, I could rebuild this the way I want it. You know what a lot of people do? They build their lives the same way that people paint houses sometimes. They paint themselves into a corner. They build their life in such a way where they go, I hate this. Or they build their business, and yeah, it might be producing at a high level, but they're miserable. They're working 70 hours a week, not getting any sleep. Ugh. And that's because the model that they built requires that. So, I mean, is there places in your life or business right now that you are trying to get to the next level, but the model that you have, like, look around right now, like, think about it. Is the model holding you back? Because here's what I know about you as a high achiever. I know that you make yourself wrong first before you blame the model, because that's what we're taught, right? No excuses, play like a champion. And so you start to make yourself, God, I need to be more disciplined. God, why am I so stupid? How come I just need better sales skills? I'm not good enough. You ever tell yourself that? You're just not good enough? I don't care how good of a player you are in your business, if the model is set up for you to lose, you're going to lose. And you might win now and then because you're a damn badass. So you still find a way to win, but you are working way harder. So where in your business is the model set up to have you right where you are right now? Where is your model holding you back? Where is the way that you do business? Where is the way that you operate in your relationship? Where is the way that you handle your health holding you back? I'll give you one way it used to hold me back in my health. I used to go to the gym like everybody else. I used to sign up, pay my monthly fee, and I would go to the gym. And I found myself getting sick all the time. Like getting sick once a month. Like, what the heck is going on? I'm drinking my green smoothie every day. I take my vitamins. I work out on the reg. I'm, you know, sleeping as much as I should be sleeping. I'm meditating every day. Why am I still getting sick? And, you know, why am I not getting the results I want? Well, when you go into a germ-infested gym with people who don't, you know, they don't take into consideration that other people are going to be touching the equipment, you catch germs. That was holding me back. You know what? How else it was holding me back? Get up, pack my bag, drive all the way to the gym, put my stuff in the locker, go out, work out, go back, take a shower. It was taking me, it's an event. It's a full-blown event just to work out every day. It was killing my business. It was killing my productivity. Now I've built a CrossFit gym in my garage at home. I get up, my workout is 30 minutes, intense, crush it, and go take a shower. Haven't been sick in months. Feel phenomenal. Time, my productivity in terms of time is incredible. It would take me a 2-hour endeavor to work out. Now it takes me 30 to 45 minutes and I'm done. I got back 30 to 45 minutes of my life. What can you do in 30 to 45 minutes? I can make a few of these podcasts for you. I can produce more content for you and teach you more online. I can serve more clients. I can help more coaching clients. There's a million things I could do with that time, and I'll bet there's areas in your life. Like, I had to break that model. I had to go in and say, hey, I want to cancel my gym membership, which, by the way, it was kind of tough. You can't phone it in. They're like, well, you have to come in and talk to the manager, which was a big ordeal. But I had to break that whole model. And I had to develop a new one. I had to go buy a CrossFit rack. I had to go buy gym equipment. I had to go, I didn't have to. I could work out. It's one of the things I love about exercising. You don't need anything. I could just go for a jog. I could jump rope. I could do push-ups. I could do all those things. But, you know, I'm kind of a workout guy and always have been. So I built a new structure. I built a new model. And that model has allowed me to work out more frequently, be less sick, have more health on a consistent basis, as well as help me in other areas of my business and my relationship and all that stuff. I'll bet if you're a high achiever and you're a go-getter and you're stuck, I'll bet it's somewhere in the model. Look around you. Is it your environment? Is it the procedures? Is it the people? What is it? Where do you need to modify the model? Where do you need to break it and then rebuild? You can't be afraid to do that. I had a mentor one time that told me, great entrepreneurs should wake up every single day and be fearless about the idea of starting over. That is a really good advice, and I would invite you to take on the same thing, okay? So my question for you is, where in your life and business does the model need to be modified or broken completely and then be rebuilt so that you can go to the next level? And then what I want you to do is I want you to have the courage to break it. All right, that's all I got for you on this episode. I hope you enjoyed this. If you're not subscribed currently, please subscribe to the podcast. I'm so grateful that you decided to give me your ear, and I hope this made a difference for you and helps you find a way to win today. If you haven't followed us on Facebook or Instagram or any of that kind of stuff, please come do so. I would love to connect with you. Come say hi. Until next time, go out there every single day and find a way to win.